now, the fifth movement, No Other World. Letter E. And then I'm adding a couple of others that I like to stretch. One is 108, This day we have, this day we, or, it's a grammar part. Measure 108 is in 4. And the rest of them are in a solo section, which I'm not going to worry about right now. Okay, now in addition to those 4 and 2 things, if you look at letter H in your music, it should say faster and tense. Okay, and 2 measures before that, there's an accelerando, a gradual speed up for 2 measures. So that will happen. We will speed up for measures 117 and 118, and then measure 119 is faster. Okay, letter G as in gravity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th measure. Here, quarter rest after B2 for altos, tenors, and basses. The word here is a quarter note. Here is a quarter note, and then quarter rest on B2. But we made that clearer than a breath mark by putting a quarter rest right on B2. Yeah. Or on the hand of 1. If there is a breath mark there, that's great. Is there one in 108? Okay, so after the word share, quarter rest or breath, is there one in 112? Great. Sopranos, you should take a breath in 113 after the word truth. Okay, measure letter J. I'd like the first sopranos to sing a higher part. It's E, A, A, B. The measure before J. That time is now. E, this is also in the practice class of it. E, A, A, B. Measure 140. Quarter rest on B1. Measure 140, quarter rest on B1. Or just take a breath on B1. Rest the good we know. So breathe on the downbeat of measure 140. Okay, in measure 141, make sure we're all singing B or B or not a B or B or. 141, B or. B or. B or. Oh, the good, yes. I didn't hear the first part of that. The good we know, B or we share. 147 to 1, or 148 to 149. No other truth, no other joy. Carry that over to not breathe between those two. No other truth, no other joy. Breath. Okay, so that's the one phrase there. So just carry that over. And then what I'm going to do actually is 152 to the end is all going to be in 4. Because we've got the soloist in there too. And it's just going to ebb and flow a lot. So if you just mark watch from 152 to the end, you'll be fine. And then a change we made a long time ago, but I'll review again, is the end. Second altos on the very last note of this movement are singing the first tenor notes, the G sharp, instead of the H sharp. First altos are singing what's written. And then second soprano singing what's printed as the alto note, which is the A sharp. Along with the first altos. So we have second altos singing G sharp on the last note along with the tenor. And then first altos, second soprano singing A sharp. First soprano singing the G sharp. Soloist up on the G sharp. This movement is what I would like us all to focus on over the next month of any time that you find practice. Just make a good chunk of it for this movement. You could all listen to this a lot and work with practice for our February 17th rehearsal, then that'll really help out a lot. Any questions on this movement? Anything that I just talked about? Yeah?
Is there a style guideline for this, like dance or gospel?
It's really more on the classical side. Tall vowels and just a very round, supported tone. So we will start with that and focus on that within the next rehearsal.